Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is a story about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and it's told in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a gigantic sage and tzaddik. I don't mean that he was tall necessarily, but he was great, very, very, very great. And when he was very close to passing away, he was within a few minutes, perhaps, of his leaving this world. His students were standing around his bed, and the students asked him, "Rabbeinu, our Rabbi, please teach us something that we can remember and make good use of." So he said, "You should have fear of Hashem like the fear of a person." "Ad kan?" they asked. "That's it? That's the entire teaching?" They were expecting something much more lofty sounding. "Have fear of Hashem like fear of a person" doesn't sound like very much. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered them, "Ulavai." And it's only, "Halavai, if only you should accomplish this." Now, what is so great about having fear of Hashem like fear of a person? So the explanation is as follows. What is it that a person who does a sin is thinking mostly? The Gemara tells us, and Shlomo HaMelech tells us also in Mishlei, that the sinner mostly doesn't want anyone to see him. When a person sins, they're thinking mainly, "I hope that nobody sees me," because they're very ashamed. Shlomo HaMelech says, a sinner is like an eagle that has flown by, or like a ship on the sea, or like a snake on a rock. Because all of these things don't leave a trace. When an eagle flies by, you see it flying by, but a few seconds after it's gone, you can't tell that there was an eagle there. The same thing with a boat. A few minutes after a boat passes and the waves stop, the sea is calm again. You can't tell that a boat went past. And a snake doesn't leave a path on a rock. It might leave a path in the sand, but not on a rock. You can't tell. As soon as the snake is gone, you can't tell it was ever there. So too, a sinner, what he most wants is that no one should be aware that he sinned. He hopes that he's the only one who saw himself sinning. That's the nature of a person. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was explaining to his students, if you at least have enough fear of Hashem, that he's like a person, that you really think that he's really, really, really like a person, that he's really real. Because who wants to sin in front of somebody? We're ashamed, we're embarrassed to do something wrong, to say something wrong in front of another person. So the challenge with Hashem is to think of him as being real, because we can't see him, we can't hear him, we can't feel him with our fingers. And therefore, it's very easy for a person to not have as much respect, awe, and fear of Hashem, even as a person, as much as a person. I wouldn't sin in front of a person, that's for sure. But unfortunately, I might want to sit in front of Hashem. So that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's final bracha. Actually, to correct myself, they asked him to bless them. That was the request, to bless them before he passed away. And that was his response. That if only we should have enough fear of Hashem that we regard him as real as the person next to us. then this would help us to be sure not to sin, on the contrary, to do more and more mitzvahs and bring Mashiach so much quicker. Thank you for joining the story of the day.